Until We Meet Again, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. The Way to Safety. One of the ways we may know that a warning is from the Lord is that the law of witnesses, authorized witnesses, has been invoked. There seems to be no end to the Savior's desire to lead us to safety, and there is consistency in the way he shows us the path. He calls by more than one means so that it will reach those willing to accept it, and those means always include sending the message by the mouths of his prophets whenever people have qualified to have the prophets of God among them. Those authorized servants are always charged with warning the people, telling them the way to safety. When tensions ran high in northern Missouri, USA, in the fall of 1838, the prophet Joseph Smith called for all the saints to gather to Far West for protection. Many were on isolated farms or in scattered settlements. He specifically counseled Jacob Hahn, founder of a small settlement called Hahn's Mill. A record of that time includes this. Brother Joseph had sent word by Hahn, who owned the mill, to inform the brethren who were living there to leave and come to Far West, but Mr. Hahn did not deliver the message. Philo Dibble, in Early Scenes in Church History, in Four Faith-Promoting Classes, 1868, page 90. Later, the prophet Joseph recorded in his history, "Up to this day, God had given me wisdom to save the people who took counsel. None had ever been killed who had abided by my counsel." History of the Church, Volume 5, page 137. Then the prophet recorded the sad truth that innocent lives could have been saved at Hahn's Mill had his counsel been received and followed. In our own time, we have been warned with counsel of where to find safety from sin and from sorrow. One of the keys to recognizing those warnings is that they are repeated. For instance, more than once in these general conferences, you have heard our prophet say that he would quote a preceding prophet and would therefore be a second witness and sometimes even a third. The Apostle Paul wrote that, "In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established." 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. One of the ways we may know that the warning is from the Lord is that the law of witnesses, authorized witnesses, has been invoked. When the words of prophets seem repetitive, that should rivet our attention and fill our hearts with gratitude to live in such a blessed time. Our Heavenly Father loves us. He sent His only begotten Son to be our Savior. He knew that in mortality we would be in grave danger, the worst of it from the temptations of a terrible adversary. That is one of the reasons why the Savior has provided priesthood keys so that those with ears to hear and faith to obey could go to places of safety. From Finding Safety in Counsel, Ensign, May 1997, pages 24 through 26. End of the article, Until We Meet Again, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by Pat Murray.